Hot 103 Jams, Kansas City's number one for music, money, and more. You tuned into the Playmaker Show with the kid Joe Cornejo, and with me in the studio right now, we have a very special, very big local artist. You may have heard him on Hot 103 Jams a few times, and now this weekend, he is going to be at KC's Next Music Showcase, Volume 3, Kansas City. Make some noise for your very own Sue Lee 4Q.
Hey. My God, what an introduction. I appreciate that, man.
Hey, we appreciate you for coming by, bro. So, Sue Lee 4Q, first things first, man. You told me something pretty tight about your name just now that I like, man. Why do you put that 4Q at the end of your name?
Man, it's a constant reminder that every day is another chance to win. You know what I'm saying? That's what life is all about. You set your goals and you go after them. You know, we don't try to go to the store. You know what I'm saying? We just go to the store, and that's what we got. That's how we got to treat our goals. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. For sure.
I like that mentality, man. So,
appreciate it.
Sue Lee, this ain't your first time on the radio, because you actually have a big song we playing right now, right?
Thank you, bro. Yeah, it's called Ben Frank featuring my bro G Money the Boss and Adrian Truth. You know what I'm saying? That happened real organic. You know what I'm saying? The first time me and G Money met was at the shop, you know, Boulevard 816, where we keep all the real merch and stuff. G Money came up there. He had heard about me. You know what I'm saying? Him and my brother, my big brother, actually went to school together at Central High School. So he was like, what's up, bro? We need to work. I hadn't even heard none of his stuff for real. At that point, I think I heard like one song, and I just said, let's go. You know what I'm saying? I went to the crib. I made the beat, and I brought the whole, you know, thing to Jazz Studio 64111. Shout out to them. We went ahead and start knocking it out. Jazz got some ideas on what we could do with the production, to, you know, do a few changes. He brought in Church Boy. Church Boy added that lead. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. That's in there. He added that lead. From there, some magic happened. You know what I'm saying? For sure.
And now you on the radio, bro.
Man, yep.
And now, for a local artist, you know, that's kind of a big deal, because a local artist always asks, how do you get your music on the radio, man? So how did that come about for you guys?
You just got to take things in perspective. Like right now, you know, I've been doing music since I was 2 years old, first and foremost. So I've always known what I wanted to do. I'm at over 2 million streams on Spotify now. You know, I was blessed to be able to work with Tech N9ne and on JLB Hood's new album called Dip. We got a song called Two Up that helped, you know, the buzz and everything. And then me, G Money the Boss, and Adrian Truth also got a song with Stally from Maybach Music. And then also associating yourself with great people, you know, my bro that's sitting right here, Jay Peasy, he just did a song with E-40,
what,
you know, called Straight Out the Dirt with him, you know, NBA Youngboy and E-40. So
Yo Gotti,
you know,
too.
It's just
Yo Gotti,
yeah, my bad, I almost forgot Yo Gotti. You know, and he's a dope producer as well. So, you know, it's a collective, man. You know, I have to say that I'm blessed to have amazing friends, amazing supporters. My bro, he's big supporter of me. You know what I'm saying? My family supports me a lot. G Money, everybody. I just feel the love, man. And I try to give it back as much as I can.
Man, that's right, man. It's like you got a good team around you, a good, strong team. That's always crucial, especially when you're trying to break in the music game.
Yes, sir.
So you say you've been making music since you've been two years old, right?
Yep.
And what sparked that love for music at such a young age?
Oh, man, my parents actually did music. My parents used to perform all the time, my dad and my mom. You know what I mean? I was the only kid in the neighborhood with both of my parents, and both of my parents both did music. My mom rapped, my dad rapped. They was real conscious with their music, like real positive speaking people, you know, and that's a big deal with my dad, because he grew up, you know, the same neighborhood I grew up in, basically, you know, in the 20s in Kansas City. And he had an alternate perspective than most of his peers as well. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I feel like I got a lot of that teaching from my parents, and that love for music was instilled in me in a young age. My dad definitely had the Joe Jackson thing going on. You know what I'm saying?
It really depends
when
on
I was a
mean,
kid,
yeah.
You know what I mean? Almost made me want to quit, you know what I mean? When I was 9 years old, do it again, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I'm blessed that I was able to have a father that cared enough, you know what I'm saying, to put that work ethic in me, because it's definitely paying off now.
Right, now you're doing big things now, so definitely paid off for you, man.
Yes, sir.
And so this is the third KC Music Showcase Volume 3 we got coming up this weekend, and you were in the previous two, correct?
Not these previous two, but I've been in two before.
Two prior to this?
Yeah, two prior to this, yes.
And what made you want to come back and do it again for this third time?
Well, first and foremost, I have to say that I love what Hot 103 Jams is doing for our city. Before this, we didn't really have big things and ways to showcase our talent that we have here. We have a lot of talent here, and I support everybody. Somebody I just got to meet recently was Tiggs. You know, I got to meet him personally. We were on the same bill. He's a great person. person and he has great music. It's a lot of great talent here, you know what I'm saying? So the fact that Hot 103 Jams is making it a priority to put on these type of events and showcase and put in the light local talent, I'm in full support of that. So however I could be involved and however I could show my support, and you know what I mean, that's what I wanted to do. So I'm happy and blessed to be a part of this. Glad that I was one of the chosen few to be able to do this. And you know, I want to support y'all any way I can, the same way y'all supporting us.
That's what's up, man. That's a good mentality, bro. You got a good head on your shoulders.
Thank you so much, bro. All about
spreading the love here in local artists. And so what's going to be different with this upcoming showcase that you're about to be in prior to the last two you were in?
Different level of focus, I believe. You know what I'm saying? And not like I wasn't focused then. I feel like I've been a pretty focused person for the majority of my life. Just experience. You know what I'm saying? Like, I have all the experience up to this point and make it a focus to always get better. So I'm definitely better than I was yesterday.
Right. You know, every day, like you said, fourth quarter, every day is another day to win, right?
Exactly, for sure.
And so, man, you've already done some big things in your career so far. You got a song on Hot 103 Jams, you got a song with Tech 9, you working with Strange. Your homie over here got Yo Gotti on his song, you know what I'm saying? So, like, what's like the next big step for you, Suli 4Q?
It's actually just expanding the team. You know what I'm saying? Like, the next big steps for me is leveraging what I've been able to accomplish so far and building new relationships to take things to the next level. And that's what I'm focused on right now.
And so, Suli 4Q, man, you got any projects people can listen to for the showcase this Sunday night?
Oh, yes, man. I got two. The Program, which is kind of what spearheaded everything off for me, is basically talking about our program by genes in our environment. It's up to us to break out, become who we want to be outside of that. And then I just dropped a project recently called Who Is Suli 4Q. I always got a lot of questions about my name, how to pronounce it, and things of that nature, and the type of person I am. And that's why I did the project. It's a small EP, 6 songs. The Program is 20 songs. And then be on the lookout. I got something in the works right now that I'm very proud of called Cliche. And it's real deep, meaningful project, you know what I mean, that I wanted to make sure. You know, my whole goal in life is just to be an asset to the world. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I want to add value to anybody I'm around at all times. So, you know, with this next project, I really honed into that and focused on making sure my music is adding value to people's life. Like, they could be going through something, they listen to a song, and it help them get through that moment. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
For sure.
Hey, man, that's what's up. All right.
Appreciate it, bro.
All right, so I'm gonna leave you with one more big question, man. In 10 years, where's Suli 4Q gonna be at?
Oh, man. All my goals are, you know what I'm saying, for the most part, are gonna be reach, you know what I'm saying? Like, especially within 10 years, you know what I'm saying? I really focus on, you know what I'm saying, my shorter term goals right now, but in 10 years, I'm definitely gonna have had a huge impact on a lot of lives in a positive way. You know what I'm saying? I know that for sure. Yeah.
And you know, Jay-Z once said it best, difficult takes a day, impossible takes a week, right?
Yeah, for sure. Difficult takes a day, impossible takes, yeah, for sure. Already, that's one of my favorite artists too, so you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Hands down.
Just gotta drop some gems real quick.
Yep, you already know.
So Suli 4 GQ, man, or—
Oh my God. It's okay, you can add the G in there. It's all good. We gotta keep it G for sure.
Thanks, man.
But you already know.
Where can the people find you and your music at, dog?
Oh, man, you can find me on Suli4Q.com. That's Suli4Q.com. Follow me on Spotify, Suli4Q, with the blue check mark. You know,
the 2 million plays, that's him.
Yeah. You know what I mean? And I definitely don't want to brag about 2 million, because my goals are way beyond that. You know what I'm saying? But, you know what I mean? It's definitely an accomplishment, you know, for me knowing how much work I had to put in and up to this point, you know what I'm saying, to be able to get to that. But then also, they could find me everywhere pretty much, Suli4Q, Suli4Q. And don't be shy, you know what I'm saying, reach out to me, you know what I'm saying. I definitely show as much love as I possibly can, and I appreciate all the love that I get.
Hey, that's it, man. Nothing but love on this side. That's what's happening, man.
Yep.
Need more of that Kansas City, dog. So Suli4Q, is there anything else we need to let Kansas City know before you hit that stage Sunday night?
Man, I just want to let y'all know, whatever goals that you have in life, you know, whatever dreams that you may have put on the back burner, I want y'all to, you know what I'm saying, listen to this and take this as, you know what I'm saying, God sending you a sign to get back to your dream and make sure you focused on reaching your goals and putting that work in every day. When the work is there, the results will come. I'm gonna say it one more time. When the work is there, the results will come. And that's what I live by, for sure.
All right, you get what you put into it, man.
Yeah.
And he's putting in that work and he's seeing the results, man. So it's definitely all coming from Texas. Suli 4Q. It's good to have you by the night.
And I appreciate you, bro, for sure.
No problem, man. He's going to be on that stage this Sunday night at Prohibition Hall for KC's Next Music Showcase Volume 3. You definitely need to come out and support this great artist along with the other 10 local artists we got on the stage. Like, again, Suli4Q, thank you for coming by,
man,
bro.
Man, I appreciate it, man. Let me give a shout out to my bro, Popper. I just seen he just commented on here. So, you know what I mean? I got to go ahead. He said Suli4GQ. Don't forget the G, you know. Yeah, that's JPZ right there. But yeah, and Adrian Truth, and shout out to you, bro.
Hey, thank you.
I love
you,
your
man.
Energy for sure.
Thank you, man. All right, family. All right.